The Iraqi Red Crescent has suspended its operations in the city just one day after almost 30 people were seized from its offices. A Red Crescent official said the kidnappers had released all 13 people. However, a spokesman for the Middle East sector of the International Commission of the Red Cross, Dorothea Kirmitas, described the effect these crimes are having on the aid work of the organization.
I don't know why they have been targeted. What I can say is it is already difficult to work in an environment such as the environment today in Iraq. The civilian population are definitely bearing the brunt of the conflict in Iraq, and this includes also staff such as volunteers from the Iraqi Red Crescent when they are carrying out their humanitarian activities. It's important to underline that the Iraqi Red Crescent is probably today the only local organization capable of acting to respond to the most urgent needs of the Iraqi civilian population countrywide. They are carrying out their humanitarian mission in an extremely difficult and overall insecure environment. In this situation, we call again upon all parties to the conflict to respect the rules of international humanitarian law and to spare civilians.